What's up, guys?
Besides the scoreboard, do you measure success if the offense doesn't turn the ball over?
It's hard to say besides the scoreboard. That's everything that matters there. I think turnovers are one of the most important, if not the most important, part of the scoreboard. I mean, it directly reflects, I think, because you look at it week in and week out, every game in this league, there's points off turnovers, and those are big swings in games.
Jason, your experience in the NFL, what has made this team so special? Complementary football, they play with each other at every level. What is it in your mind after really kind of watching what they've been doing here the last X number of weeks?
There's a lot of things. I think it's every guy that's in that locker room right now. Every coach, that's in there. It's all those people put together, and we not only respect each other, love each other, but we like each other too. And I think that goes a long way. Outside of the X's and O's, we fight for each other, and I think that's. You can go up and down the row in there, and everybody feels the same. So, I think that's pretty rare.
What have you appreciated most about playing under Pat and the things he's done for you?
Pat does a great job calling the game. He does a great job of keeping the quarterback, me, out of bad situations. And I think as a quarterback, that's. That's comforting. When every play call you hear coming in, it's one that you're like, okay, let's go. There's never one you're like, So I've got complete trust in him. He does a great job putting together the game plan. The coaches do a great job every week. And, we're looking forward to putting our stamp on this postseason.
Hey, to get an offense or a defense like this that doesn't give up a lot of big plays, what is the key to being able to sustain drives and still be able to put points on the board?
There's a lot of keys. I think turnovers is one we've talked about. I think playing smart football, playing complementary football, knowing when to take shots and when to check it down, and even when to eat it sometimes and take a sack. Because if you end every drive with a kick, whether it's a field goal, extra point, or punt, that's you're doing pretty good. Yeah, they're awesome, I don't know what else to say besides what I've been saying, and that they play extremely well, and it's comforting to know that, if we do, have to punt or have, not successful on offense, that those guys are doing their jobs. But, with that being said, offensively, we've got a week ahead of us there where I think we can fine-tune some of those shots that we missed, some of those little things that we details that we can get ironed out and be ready to put up some more points in the postseason.
Jason, can you put your season maybe in perspective? Could you have envisioned going 11-3 as a starter, winning the division, all that kind of stuff you've done this year?
I'm going to wait till after the year to put everything in perspective. Definitely right now enjoying this win, enjoying the season. I mean, 13-3 sounds it's got a nice ring to it, but At the same time, we've got a lot ahead of us, and we're really excited about what's coming up.
What's your sense of where this offense is right now, as far as the progress and kind of momentum heading into the playoffs?
We've plugged some different guys in, different positions, and I think guys have done well adjusting. I think there's more out there for us. I know we're all still hungry. Every position group is hungry. And knows that we can play better. So, we're going to hit the grindstone. Take a week to recover, but it's not an off week. It's a bye, and that means that we're going to reload and not just rest.
What are a few of those key things you want to see improve
on? I think one is we hurt ourselves today with some penalties, negative plays. A few shots that we've missed that we normally hit. Just being a tick off here and there. I got to be better on third downs. And then we punched it in a few times today when we got down to the red zone, which was good. but we got to keep improving on that.
With each win, it seems a little bit more subdued in the locker room. It's almost like it's getting real now, and I think X just said it's because now it's, you know, win or go home from this point out, so we have to be that laser focused. Is that it? Because now the things that you wanted is within grasp.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same mindset we've had. Taking it a week at a time. I think, I think everybody knows the importance of what's going on, and we're going to give this thing everything we've got. We're excited to play at home. This place is crazy hard for teams to come in and play, especially with our defense, like we talked about earlier. So I'm excited. I think this place is going to be rocking, I think all of Minnesota is pretty excited too. We threw the ball out of it a few times today, so we have a good mix, and we may not have had, certain plays calls, the defense giving us, opportunities to run the ball, so we check to runs or whatever the situation may be. It's a good package to have, and, we've got, linemen that can do it. AC came in and did a good job today, and if somebody goes down, it's good to have another option, and I think the coaches did a great job game planning with that. Thanks, guys.